going down.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to 3-Point Stance with Sean Smith and my co-host Drew Garrison, baby. This is Season 2, Episode 6 of 3-Point Stance, man. A couple of tidbits we're going to hit today. We're going to hit the concussion protocol going on in the NFL, the Tua situation, the doctor getting fired, the Jets Steelers with the penny kicker, Pickett getting a starting job, the battle in the NFC East, also who's the league MVP right now going into week 5, the Tom Brady situation. Man, we got an interesting show getting ready to get jumping off here, man. How you doing today, Drew?
Man, I'm good. It was a great week for the Cincinnati Bengals, man. Big win over Miami Thursday night last week. I was in the stadium for it. It was awesome. The atmosphere was dope. And then Sunday, I got to just chill, relax, enjoy watching football, and I watched the whole rest of the division lose. So it was perfect.
So basically, you had a good weekend like I did because my Chiefs back in the win column. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let's jump right into it, man. Let's jump right into it. The Tua situation, man. I mean, you was at the game.
Man, it was scary. It was for real scary. Like I haven't watched the TV broadcast back. I watched like the All-22 and stuff, but I don't know how much they showed on TV. I heard that like people were mad at Amazon for showing too much, but in the stadium, man, he didn't move. He was laying there like right at the 50, dead silent in there. And it felt like he didn't move. They didn't like nothing happened for like 10 minutes until the stretcher finally came out. It was wild, man. It was, you know, scary. You know, obviously, you know, I'm there as a Bengals fan. I want the Bengals to win, but I don't want that to happen to nobody. So it was crazy. I mean, clean hit, you know, nothing wrong with what BJ Hill did on the play. Or no, I'm sorry. It was Josh Tupou. It wasn't BJ Hill. That's my bad.
Yeah,
But yeah, man, it was kind of scary, you know, to see that. And the energy in the stadium was real high. They had the whiteout going on. Everybody was real hyped. But then kind of after that, it the whole vibe just kind of died down a little bit because, like I said, nobody wants to see that happen to a dude. And let's be real, he shouldn't have been playing anyway.
Yeah, I was just letting you finish your points because he should have been playing from the previous week before because he was already a percussion. Protocol, NFL concussion protocol, I believe, but they try to say it was back spasm. But
it was 4 days. It was 4 days. This was not even about week,
the, but it's not even about the 4 days. Because I feel like his ways being, you know, guys don't get mad about what I'm about to say. I give two fucking rat's ass about it. And NFL, you take a concussion test before the season. I have seen guys and known guys the fuck up on a concussion test in the beginning on purpose. So when they do get a concussion, that their symptoms is not too bad. And it's like, oh, we could get back and playing because, man, who said on Sunday Night Football, Rodney Harrison said the best thing he can say, y'all. Don't worry about making a team, all that. Your health is more important than getting back out there and killing yourself. Like, I battle with headaches, neurology stuff going on right now with me, mental issues and all that because of the hits and the impact that you take on in the NFL. And with a concussion, I don't have a few of them. And, you know, as people say back in the day, you got the wind knocked out of you or got your dick knocked in the dirt. Whatever, so be it.
You got your bell rung, right?
Yeah, you got your bell rung. But whatever it be, so even if that be it, so be it. You still got to worry about your well being because a lot of these guys got wives, kids, girlfriends, moms, dads, family members that they want to go home to see. Like two of family, I know they was sitting there and just imagine being in a stadium, man. I mean, when I was playing for the Chiefs, no, I was playing for the Bengals actually. When Trick Green got knocked out by Robert Gathers in 2006, 2007, we went up in Kansas City and not Trent Green. And I seen him with fucking snot. Trent Green had snot bubbles coming out of his shit, and he just laid there. It was like, you feel sorry right there because at the end of the day, you take out being a competitor and all of that during that situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just become a human being, right? Like, you know, obviously, as football fans, you see a dude roll his ankle. and he can't play, you might be a little bit excited, right? Like, okay, one of their good players, a good running back, a good receiver, turned his ankle.
You look at it as, yes, he hurt. We got an advantage to win now. Right. Let's attack. You know what I mean? Go kill mode.
Right. But when you see a dude laying there on the turf, not moving, like lifeless, similar to the play that you saw in Buffalo a couple weeks ago, that it's just different for everybody, man. Players, coaches, fans, everybody's just like, man, we really hope this dude's okay. You know, I was up in the suite for the game with a lot of people that I know from.
Man, shout out. Give them a shout out. Give them a shout out. You got to get the people that gave you the suite ticket. You got to get them a shout out again, man. I mean,
Betfred Sports, man, the official sports book of the Bengals. I'm supposed to have a call with them sometime this week to talk about maybe working with them a little bit. So hopefully I'll be back down there. But big shout out to Betfred for putting me in the suite. And, you know, that was what we were talking about while it was all going on. There's a lot of people like, man, this dude shouldn't have been playing. Like, I understand that they say it was his back, it was his ankle, but everybody saw him get up off the turf in Miami, grabbing his head, stumbling, not able to walk. You can't tell me that wasn't a concussion. Everybody's like, oh, everybody wants to play Twitter, doctor, blah, blah, blah. I'm not a fucking doctor, bro. I just saw it happen. Like, well, that's clear head trauma. And they played him 4 days. Not only did he come back.
I'm going to tell you one even fucking better, yo. You are a doctor. You know why? Because you could have did the same fucking job that the fucking doctor in Miami had because he got fired. So guess what? We all have been getting fired. So Twitter doctors, you could have did the same shit that he's did.
And really, I mean, on a lesser level, I was trained to spot concussions when I was coaching Pee Wee ball. Now, obviously, that's kids. It's a little different. But, I mean, like,
Whoa, ladies and gentlemen. Jules referring to give y'all a visual, to get a better understanding. When you're playing coach and Pop Warner football, you have to take a couple of courses. So, just in case one of your kids get their bell ring. So, that's what he's talking about. He's not a fucking expert, all right? I love Jules to death, but he's not a fucking expert, okay? All right?
No, it doesn't sound like the dude – with the Dolphins was either, but hey, man, I might not be an expert, but I just look over my shoulder there. You see them trophies? I got wins. Hey, USA football, man, there's NFL players and coaches on them shits we had to watch. But the point
I'm one of the guys that be part of that, the play 60 football, all of that. USA football, you know, you got to do the certification and all that to make sure the coaches do what they're supposed to do.
But the doctor didn't get fired because of anything they said he did in the concussion protocol. They said he got fired because he was being difficult during the investigation. So, sounds like
I think that's the media putting a little plot twist to it. I think both the Dolphins and the NFL are trying to cover their ass too. And you know, as the NFLPA. Doing a thorough investigation on it too, though. But I don't know, man. At the end of the day, I don't think Tua comes back this year, just being honest with you. I mean, I think it's more difficult than what people really think it is. You can't play with them concussions.
You think Tua might miss the whole rest of the year?
Yeah, I think so. Because I'm going to tell you what's also weird about it. Look how quick he got released from the hospital to travel back home with the team.
That's what I'm saying. They put him on the plane the next morning.
Anybody knows that you had no nothing next morning, the same night. So anybody knows he flew home with the team.
That's crazy to me.
So why would he be up there with that air pressure and all that, having a concussion? If anything, he should be a sprinter getting drove back to Miami.
That's what I was thinking, because I asked that. I was like, what's the logic behind putting him on a plane? And people are like, well, if there's not bleeding, there's not this, there's not that, you're good. I don't think he was even at.
How do they know it's bleeding?
That's what I'm saying. He wasn't even at the hospital long enough for them to like run the proper tests, I feel like. I'm no doctor, but I mean, that was a few hours. I feel like there's way more that has to go into that. And you're going to put that guy on a plane?
Man, hey. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Well, on another note, let's go ahead and jump into who do you think right now coaching staffs is on a hot seat? What coaching staff is on a hot seat right now?
On the hot seat And, you know, we're a month into the season, right? So it's like a quarter season review. I feel like you learn a lot about teams in the first month. But when you look at that coaching staff, I think one of the big ones is Carolina, right? You got to look at Matt Rhule and what's going on down there with you know, they got Baker. Baker's not playing good. They got, you know, receivers getting a little bit upset. And Matt Rhule's kind of been on the hot seat. It was a little warm last year, but I feel like it's getting real hot down there now.
Yeah, I think it's real hot right now. I think it's real hot. It's going to be interesting to see what happens down there in Carolina.
I don't know. I said the Raiders were going to be desperate and get a win, and they did, so that might keep McDaniels chilled out a little bit. I think, you know, Mark Davis might have started.
But they just hired him, too, though. You know, you just hired him first year, so he has at least till next year. You know what I mean? Still suck, but, hey, it's the Raiders.
So, you know? But if you ask me who I think's in danger, the most danger right now of getting fired during the season, I'd probably say it's Matt Rhule. You know, Dave Tepper down there, the owner of the Panthers, got fuck it money. He don't care. He'll pay all the quarterbacks. He'll pay all the coaches. He don't care. He's got all the money he needs for all that. So I think that if you want to talk somebody that's in danger of getting fired before the end of the season, my number one pick would definitely be Matt Rhule.
What about Cliff Kingsbury?
I think that's another one, too. You see him and Kyler getting into it. Kyler was screaming because he wanted to hurry up, and Cliff wasn't hurrying up or whatever. I think that that's a big one, too. I think he's just finally starting to get exposed. I think they're both getting exposed. I think Kyler's getting exposed, and I think Cliff's getting exposed.
Yeah, but when they paid that money to Kyler, it also lets you know that he's the longevity, and they say, fuck Cliff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're going to pick the quarterback that they paid over the coach 10 times out of 10. They're already yelling at each other on the sidelines and shit. You know how these diva-ass quarterbacks get these days. He'll start bitching and moaning. It's going to be me or him, and they're going to pick Kyler 10 times out of 10.
Most definitely. Since we're talking about quarterbacks, man, let's talk about it. America's second-best team, or wannabe second-best team, the Dallas Cowboys. Let's talk about the quarterback controversy that everybody's hyping up, and I'm just like, yes, Cooper's 3-0, but he's not doing it by himself. It's not like Cooper throwing for 4 touchdowns, 500 yards. He's not putting up the numbers that Geno Smith just put up this past week of damn near 600 yards of offense. So, I mean, tell me about that. What you feel on your takes on that?
Cooper Rush is doing exactly what he needs to do. He's doing enough to win games. But, come on, man, Dallas is winning these games because that defense is nasty. Dan Quinn's got them cooking. Micah Parsons is an animal. The defense is keeping games low scoring. They're able to get some points here. You know, they got Zeke and Pollard. Cooper Rush isn't losing them games. He's not turning the ball over 2-3 times a game. He's playing safe football. He's doing exactly what you want your backup to do. But quarterback controversy, come on, man. As soon as Dak is healthy, you know that he's going to be back. He's going to be back on the field within a couple weeks if he's ready, as soon as he can grip a ball and throw it. I like Cooper Kush. I called him Walmart Wentz after he beat the Bengals, but he's got some more respect from me now because he's won some games. But let's not act like there's going to be any real controversy once Dak's healthy enough to play. That's Dak's team. Jerry's just talking shit because Jerry likes to talk shit and be on TV.
Jerry loves to sell numbers, baby. He's a salesman, baby. Got to sell. You know?
Great businessman, too.
Man, great.
He knows what he's doing.
Great businessman. But I also think I think Cooper's doing a solid enough job that he reminds me of that Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl team. That's how the Cowboys defense is playing. Great. You know what I mean? Micah, D-Law, Diggs, everybody's playing great, right? That's the Ed Reed, Ray Lewis. I forgot who the lineman was. Yeah. Peter Barwell, all those guys. The year that they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Tony Sparagusa year.
And they had who was the quarterback?
Trent Dilfer.
Great manager, right? That's all Cooper doing, yeah. Right?
Yeah. That's all they're doing. But
my thing is, I just don't want when Dak comes back, everybody tries to make it more than what it is, and Dak tries to do too much. Because then the minute Dak comes back and they lose, everybody's going to say, put Cooper in. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're down there in the DFW area, so you're you're right in the mix of all that. You know them Cowboy fans are. And I think that that's true. I think that it's a good problem to have, you know, kind of like Jerry said. He's like, you know, if we're debating on whether Cooper or Dak's going to start when Dak's ready, that means things have been going pretty good for us. But, I mean, it's Dak's team. I don't really like Dak. I'm not as high on Dak as a lot of people. I don't think Dak is as good as he's made out to be. But it's his team, and he's better than Cooper Rush.
I mean, he gives them a more asset to win the games, I say, because his dual threat to be able to run, also throw. You know what I mean? So, since we're speaking,
so about I don't think there's any controversy coming. I think when Dak's ready, Dak's back on the field. The controversy, but it might be like you said, the controversy could start if Dak comes back and they start losing games. Or a game.
Yep. You know what I mean? Because it's crazy. You know, while we're on quarterbacks, and this is three-point stance, we're going to hit our last stance on QBs real quick with the Tom Brady getting divorced. Him and Giselle. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. What's going on?
Apparently, it's because he came back to play football. See, man, now people might think I'm crazy for this. Everybody's like, oh, Tom Brady came back to go 2-2 and lost his supermodel wife. First off, I don't think Giselle's all that. I think she's way overrated. Good looking lady.
Hey, you see AB posted a picture of her, right? So, I mean, he knew something before everybody else knew something. Everybody, you know what I mean? You know, AB's out there wilding, but hey, I say AB's living his best life.
Living his best life, he's whipping his dick out at people in public pools at hotels. Like, come on, dog, that's not.
I'm not talking about that part. Hey, if he wants to be fucking, he thinks he's Howard Stern now. That he's, you know, but hey, hanging with Kanye West will make you think you could do any fucking thing. You know what I mean? Just think about it.
AB needs to listen to his own song and put that shit on and put his damn pants back on.
Oh, most definitely. I don't understand. I don't understand how the lady didn't press charges, and then you doing that out the fucking country. That's not in America. It's fucking Dubai.
Yeah, it's Dubai. Different. I don't even know the law over there.
I don't either, but I know you can't. That's the fuck. If you do, that's like rape in America.
Right. Like, I don't understand how
decent exposure. It's so many fucking. Hey. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Getting back to Brady, though, if this is real and it's starting to sound like it's real, because I saw a lot of people talking about they hired divorce lawyers, and I'm looking at the sites that are posting it and the sources of where it's coming from. I'm like, I don't know if I believe it, but it's starting to get some legs. And if it's a real thing, I think that's going to put Brady in demon mode. I think Brady's going to start fucking everybody up.
First of all, it's true.
Sunday night, though.
But I know that, but tell you why it's true. AB hinted with the picture, for one. All right, but I'm going to take it one even further. Everybody remember when Tom Brady had to leave training camp for a while, right?
Yeah, they said he went on a trip or something.
He went on a trip. He was trying to handle his family issues. Because he probably promised Giselle that he was done. Then he decided to go back, and then there was conflict. You know, the kids one time, scared. You know, just... a whole bunch of shit. And I think that's
he was just at home trying to hash it out, and they just decided that we can't keep going.
Yeah, because he was trying to stay focused for the season. Because you got to think about it as an athlete, man. When you have problems at home, I'm gonna put y'all a little bit in my life, but not in my life. All athletes, you have problems at home. Whether you got a girlfriend, wife, significant, whatever, companion, whoever, you know what I mean? You have arguments. So in this business, you try to have a clear head when you at work and try to take whatever frustrations your wife give you or your girlfriend give you, you take that shit out on the field. At least that's what I used. That was my mechanism. All my frustration and anger out where the football, NFL is the only fucking job place you can do besides boxing. You can whoop somebody's ass, get paid for it, and not go to jail.
Right, yeah, yeah, and you can take it all out on that center that's right across from you, or that guard you're lined up against.
Hit him in the mouth, do whatever the fuck I want to do. You know what I mean?
Say whatever you want, pretty much.
Yeah, except I can't do what Chris Jones did.
I don't even know what that was. I've never had a dude flag for abusive language. I've never even seen that. I still don't know what he said.
Because he probably said fuck you or something like that. The rest be out there on a little kissy fit sometimes. The rest they think they're bigger than the game sometimes.
It's somebody says fuck you every play in the NFL ever. Come on.
Yeah, you hear the sound bites. Like the TV. Right. Like when the TVs don't get to bleep that shit out sometimes, it's like, damn, they really be talking bad out there. Yeah, they be talking real reckless out there.
So here's what I think should happen with Tom Brady. All right. He needs to hit up Kim Kardashian and just turn this into a big blow up. Fuck it. Kim K. Just go straight for Kim K.
Kim K.
It's going to be in.
He needs a sex video then.
It's gonna be in the media anyway. Everybody's gonna blow up everything because Tom Brady and Giselle are splitting up. So if he wants to just say fuck it and ride the media cycle out, go out to dinner with Kim K or something.
Got you, Kim K.
But Tom Brady's probably a little bit different. But if AB would have posted that picture with anybody else's wife, I feel like he would have to be seen. You know what I mean? Like, you think he's going to post that of Mike Evans' wife? Like, no, Mike Evans will whoop his ass.
Yeah, he know Tom and just look at the shit and brush it off. But then again, he probably knows more about the situation. You got to think about it. AB lived there.
But that's what I'm saying. Tom is the only reason that he got a ring, the only reason he got another chance in the NFL at all. And you're going to kick the man when he's down and post a picture of you hugging his wife after the Super Bowl. Like, that's low down to me. I think Vontaze Burfict fucked that man up. 2016.
Yeah, I think so. Everybody said that.
it just went right from there. He froze his feet on purpose to get out of playing for the Raiders and the helmet thing, and he threw bags of candy dicks at cops at his house, and it's just been a mess ever since. I think the dude needs help. Like, to be real with you, like, I think he needs actual help.
Well, I think he has a lot going on. I think he needs help. He needs to talk to somebody, evidently. But we'll see what happens. Let's see what happens.
I just know you can't. I know you can't whip your dick out at the hotel pool in Dubai, in America.
Any fucking way, you can't do that shit anywhere, man. Man, shout out to Everman Water, man. One of our sponsors of the show, Everman Water. Also, Cookie Society, you know what I mean? Just shout out to the sponsors.
Cookie Society, I saw on Instagram today, they dropped a video of a maple Pop-Tart cookie or something. That shit looked delicious.
Man, don't worry about that, man. I promise you, I'm going to get you something to send out to you by next week. Bro. Make sure you get
some. I don't know, man. Jeff told me I got what I deserved. I said, damn.
Nah, man. Don't worry about that, man. I told you I got you, man. Remember, I've been holding you down, man. Every time I say I got you, I take care of you, right? I've been A1 since day one. Since we're speaking on A1 since day one, let's talk MVP right now of the league.
League MVP right now.
Travis, your league MVP.
Man, that's a tough one, really, because, like, nobody's really, really standing out to me right now. Like, early in the season, I would have said Josh Allen, but they've had, you know, they dropped a game to Miami. You know, they had a close call with Baltimore. We can get into that because there's a lot to discuss about that game. So, like, it would have been Josh Allen, but I think right now the way it's tough, man. I kind of want to say Mahomes, but then I think about them dropping that game to the Colts, who are terrible.
All right, so, you don't go. If you don't go Mahomes, you know who I'm going to go with? I go with Mahomes, but if you don't go with Mahomes, I'm going with Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's true, because Jalen Hurts has won games in multiple ways, right? He's thrown, he's run, he's made the right reads, he's done everything that you really want a quarterback to do. Now that you say that, I'm going with Jalen Hurts over Mahomes. I keep forgetting about Philly for some reason, man. I don't know why, because they're damn good. They're damn good. They got down, you know, I think they got down 14 to Jacksonville last week. It was rainy. The weather was all messed up. Devontae Smith was talking about how cold it was. Like, and they came back and they won. And they're the only undefeated team in the league. Give me Jalen Hurts. You're absolutely right. Over Mahomes.
That's what I said. You see why I said that, man. I said that. I mean, think about it. You know what I mean? When you look at it.
He's looking at contract time too, right? Because that's what I felt like Philly did. They said, here's A.J. Brown. Here's this. Here's everything. Go prove to us you're the guy. And he's been doing it. So, yeah, I got to go with the quarterback of the only undefeated team in the league who I think has won the games in multiple ways and show that he can be a complete quarterback, and it's Jalen Hurts.
I think so. I mean, who else? You know what I mean? I don't know who else would be. I would have said Josh Allen, yeah, but you know what I mean? There's nobody else offensively as an MVP. It got to be Mahomes or Jalen Hurts. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, if I had a vote right now, it would be Jalen Hurts. But I touched on this a minute ago, the Baltimore-Buffalo game. Let's get into that, man. There were some questionable calls by old John Harbaugh. Marcus Peters looked like he wanted to fight him. They went for it on fourth and goal, didn't get it. Drop a 17-point lead, I believe it was, to the Buffalo, and they come back and win it at the gun. What was John Harbaugh thinking?
Winning the OT, correct? OT.
I don't think it was overtime. I think they just ran the clock down and kicked a field goal right at the end. Okay. Overtime was the Packers and the Patriots. That one went all the way to the end of overtime.
That's what it was. Right. Yeah, but I don't know what John Harbaugh was thinking. I just don't know what you was thinking. Then to just blow a lead like that. That's just poor coaching. It comes down to coaching.
It's a chip shot field goal. You got Justin Tucker. He's the best kicker fucking ever.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. So I don't even know why.
I can't decide as a Bengals fan because we got a big Sunday night matchup this week with Baltimore, man. That's a big game in the AFC North. I've been talking a lot of shit. I'm either going to roast people on Twitter. I've been, you know, getting receipts, or I'm going to get my ass cooked Sunday night. It's going to depend on one or the other. I know what I'm doing. I'm prepared for it. If something happens and I deserve to get cooked, they can cook my ass. I'm a big boy. I can handle it.
Yeah, but I think that'd be a good game for y'all.
But what my concern as a Bengals fan is, I can look at it and say, okay, Marcus Peters wanting to fight the coach on the sideline, 32nd ranked pass defense, things might be falling apart in Baltimore, or are we going to catch him off the week where shit looks like it's falling apart and the whole team comes together and they're like going to rally together and they're all super motivated? And, you know, so I'm trying to figure out which side of that spectrum I'm going to see Sunday night.
Well, first of all, you know, Lamar's a fucking competitor. So he's going to go out there and try to, if he got to do it by himself, he's going to try to do it by himself.
Hey, man, the Bengals last year put the formula out to contain Lamar and then Miami perfected it. The Bengals are really about to rush three or four and drop everybody else back into coverage. They put Lamar in a box is what they did. They legitimately put a box around him. So Bateman's hurt. They got, you know, a couple people on the injury report. And that's why I was going at the Ravens fans, because we beat their ass last year and they were like, oh, it doesn't count. We were injuries. You know, we had injuries, and you know, shut the fuck up, next man up, because nobody was saying we had injuries in 2020 when Lamar was beating up on everybody being hurt, putting his shades on the sidelines and all that bullshit. But that's for another day.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they want to talk about we beat their practice squad last year and Mickey Mouse and all this shit, and they're going to act like they weren't playing against Ryan Finley and Nick Vigil on the defense, scoring 40. Lamar's putting his shades on the sidelines, puffing his chest out and shit. Like, we didn't forget that neither. So don't come at me with that. Oh, we had injuries last year, shit, because you was healthy in October of last year when we dropped 41 on your head or whatever it was and beat your ass. So don't run. So I've been talking my shit all week. On purpose, because I like to make fun of the Ravens accounts that have like the Lamar Jackson edits or is their picture and their username is like Be More Sport. Like there's this one dude, Be More Sports 8. I swear to God, I counted last night. This dude sent 40 tweets at me because I said the Ravens were healthy when the Bengals beat them the first time. My man sent 40 plus tweets at me. I'm on his ass Sunday night if we win. But I'm so I'm getting to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm talking my shit. That's fine. Nobody, ain't nobody worried about me. But is the team going to come together after that and ride, or are they going to implode because things are going bad? Their defense is not good. Their coach is doing questionable shit. We're either going to see them implode and the Bengals just knock them out, or we see a team that's super motivated, super hungry, ready to fight together, and we got a dogfight on our hands.
Man, that's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting. That's going to be
But it is October. It is October now. And like I said this last week, Lamar does this shit all the time. He has a great September. Everybody says he's going to be the best in the world. And then when it gets colder and you guys start throwing to win games and the games get bigger, Lamar starts having worse performances. I know he had the MVP season in 2019 that people still won't stop fucking talking about. I'm just saying this hot start by Lamar isn't doing it for me because I've seen it before. Everybody's like, oh, look at Joe Burrow's playoff number, blah, blah, blah. Said, show me Lamar's.
True.
Very show me he's one
player. Yeah, I mean, hey, but I think he's gonna prove. Like I told you, I thought we talked. We talked about this in training camp. We hit on it, but I told you, I feel like Lamar's gonna prove. That's why he put everything on himself and bet on himself. And he's been producing, and I think he's gonna continue to produce. You know what I mean? The thing is, the Ravens have to continue to win in order for everything to be successful for him to get that deal that I think he wants.
He's gonna get paid. They can franchise him twice and he'll get paid, and then Miami or somebody will pay him. Like, he's gonna get paid. It's just a matter of money.
You know what I mean? So
I'm not trying to take anything away from Lamar Jackson as an athlete either. People think, you know, I'm just slamming him. He's a great athlete. Is he a quarterback that I'm worried about throwing the ball to beat my team? No.
Most definitely. As we hit the second half of the show, man, let's talk a few injuries. I think it was a few injuries, but also, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of sources telling me about the rumor. You know, also, well, you know, Kobe's retired, so that's also the rumor that's been reported about OBJ joining, you know, the Bucks to be that receiver, try to go get a ring with Brady. Why not? You know what I mean? I mean, what's your take on that? You think it's true or no?
Odell's market is heating up as soon as he's healthy. I think the Packers would love to have him. I think the Rams would love to have him back because Allen Robinson is not it. And I think that the Bucks could possibly use him too. You know, Cole Beasley just retired. I know Cole Beasley wasn't all that, but that's another opening in the receiver room.
Yeah, but I still think Cole Beasley's the dumbest dude ever. I'm going to tell you why. Because you played two games already, right? You played two more. You might not even be active the next 2 weeks. You get all your benefits. All your fucking benefits you get.
He's probably been in the league long enough to get him anyway, right?
Yeah, but exactly. You get more. You get more, though. I can't go into deliberate everything. I'm not going to put people's business out there, but your credit of season, each career season means more money, the bigger the check too. You know what I mean?
And that's 4 games is considered an accrued season.
4 games give you a credit season. Yeah.
Maybe he's not worried about it.
I mean, so it's like, it's not even about the
diss track. He dropped
the diss track.
Yeah, but what
was the point of that? Yeah, I mean, that too, though. I mean, that, but also, I think he, you know, I never forget. I remember when he went undrafted and went to the Cowboys coming out, and he didn't make the team at the original. He wanted to quit then. You know what I mean?
Oh, so he, I mean, yeah. So
a lot of people remember the story. It's a story, man. Ah, fuck. If we had a whole bunch of time, I would go back and Google the story, but it was a story about it. I'll probably have it for the next show. Get the info for that, man. But,
But can you imagine healthy OBJ? Because I'm a Bengals fan, but let's be real. First half of the Super Bowl, before he blew that knee out, he was dominating. He was on his way to being Super Bowl MVP. So he found it back in LA. And let's be real. We got, what's his name? DJ Moore down there in Carolina feeling the same thing that Odell was feeling in Cleveland. This might just be a fucking Baker problem. Because everybody's free Odell, free Odell. Is it free DJ Moore now?
I understand. I don't think everybody I don't think everybody liked Baker then. I don't think everybody liked him then.
I don't think anybody likes him now. But when I look at Odell, so I see what he was able to do with the Rams last year, specifically in the Super Bowl. And, you know, he was back. So can you just picture healthy Odell with Rodgers? That's like the dream scenario to me. I understand Tom Brady. I understand that, you know, he has chemistry with the Rams. But, bro, Aaron Rodgers puts the football wherever the fuck Aaron Rodgers wants to put the football, right? He's never had a weapon like Odell except for Devontae, and give Devontae his props. He's a baller. But if you give him Odell, you know, a month from now or whatever, when Odell's healthy and done rehabbing his knee, and he is close to what he was in the postseason with the Rams, I got the Packers coming out of the NFC. You know, they're a little thin at receiver. They got, you know, a couple guys. Dobbs is getting in there. They got Valdes-Scantling, who's had some injury issues. So they're not super deep. It's not like it would be hard for Odell to get on the field. That is the one to watch for me. I think Rodgers and healthy Odell could be crazy. And I was honestly saying Odell was a little bit overrated. I thought he kind of got gassed up off that one-handed catch against Dallas. And then he got with the Rams.
He runs good routes. He's a playmaker, man. It just Baker was fucking him. Baker fucked him. You know what I mean?
So. And Baker's playing terrible now. So, because, you know, everybody was wondering, you know, Odell's dad was making YouTube videos talking shit. Odell's never had a quarterback like Rodgers.
No, that's true.
I think it could be crazy. I think that could be the thing that puts them over the top.
Yeah, but he never had a quarterback like Tom Brady. And y'all also got to look about it. He's going to probably go with the GOAT.
It's hard not to, right? Tom Brady was born in a manger. He's football Jesus. But, man, I just feel like the big play, the explosion, the pop that Odell can bring with a quarterback with the arm talent of Rodgers would just be crazy.
Yeah, but also think about it. He had Mike Evans, and he got Goodwin. So it's like you got more. What's not? It's not all intentional, so he can get off.
That's true. So let's be real.
Come on, let's win games here. You know what I mean? Let's be realistic.
We're talking November when he can probably start playing. So you want to be
really? Yeah, I see Odell signing with a team at the end of October.
Okay, even then, end of October, you want to be in Tampa playing, or you want to be in fucking Green Bay, Wisconsin? It's cold Tampa. As hell up there.
Yes, it's going to be Tampa.
And there's no state tax in Florida. That shit matters with people where they sign now, more than ever, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it might come down to who can pay more. You know, who's got the cap room? Is it?
Yeah, that's true, too. Well, I didn't even think about that, but you're right about that.
Because, I mean, you know, he was clearly earning – a legitimate contract, right? He was, because I think his contract ended after this year. So he was on his way to getting a payday somewhere else before he blew that knee out. So I wonder how much, you know, money he's looking to recover.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure, man. Man, speaking of not even money, but let's jump into them picks, man. You can go ahead, it's time for you to go ahead and show them skills you got, man.
Dun, dun, dun. Here we go. After week four, Sean, 31, 32, and 1. Just under 500. I'm looking at 37, 26, and 1. I keep the same lead. We split last week. We went 10 and 6 each, both of us.
Yeah, because you took a lot of the same picks I took. That's why you must lose.
You picked up, you know, a couple. There was a couple that we agreed on that we both lost. And I picked up you picked up the Falcons on me. You picked the Falcons, I believe. I picked the Browns. You had a chance, but I just, you know me, man. I hang in there. So we're looking pretty good here after the first month of the season. I like to have, you know, a little cushion, 6-game lead on you to keep everything.
Yeah, all I gotta do is cut this three, baby. We're gonna cut it to 3 this week, baby.
You're gonna cut the lead in half?
Yeah, we're gonna cut the lead in half this week. You know what I mean? You know, speaking of, you know what I mean? Speaking of, since we're gonna jump into the games, let's start doing the picks for next week. You got the games pulled up? Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, I got them right here.
All right, pull up the games this week because it's a game that I got circled that I think should be probably the game of the week.
Let me get my paper, man. Let's write it down.
Yeah, I think the game. Well, I'm just saying the game of the week is going to be the Jets versus the Steelers. Zach Wilson, second game back, quarterbacking. Jets picked up a win last week, right?
Yeah, they picked up a win over the Steelers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Jets, before we get – speaking of the picks from last week.
Oh, yeah, that, you know, that was beautiful for me.
That's what I'm saying. It was the game of the week because Kenny Pickett is the starting quarterback now.
You picked the Steelers. I took the Jets on that, actually. But, yeah, Kenny comes in, throws no incompletions. Zero incompletions. Threw the ball 13 times, had 10 completions and 3 picks. Well, shout out to the Steelers, man. The only team in the league with 3 backup quarterbacks.
The picks, though, I say one was his fault. The other two wasn't, though.
Now, if you listen to PFF and all this analytics, they say none of them were his fault. But
you see, I said one of them was. I feel like one of them was, but the other two was the receiver's fault.
But at the end of the day, man, them picks are on his stats. That's in his column. I don't agree with it. I think if a receiver drops a wide open pass and it gets tipped and picked, that should go on the receiver. But that's not how the game fucking goes.
You right about that.
But it's Pickett's team now. Mike Tomlin came out and said, going forward, Pickett's a starter. You got to. You know what Mitch Trubisky is.
Mitch can't get it done, and you 1-3, and Tomlin is headed to his first losing season in 17 seasons. You know what I mean?
You got to put in your first-round quarterback.
Yeah. So go ahead. Start off with the pick so I can see what the game of the week is going to be this week.
We got Thursday night football tomorrow, Colts and Broncos. That is in Denver.
I'm going Colts.
You're going Colts. Okay. I'm going Broncos. I don't think Matt Ryan's going to get it done. I think they'll probably get some things together on the offense. Jonathan Taylor is out for the Colts. It's already been said that he won't play, so that's like their number one offensive weapon. So I got Denver, and then
Watch Pittman have about 2 tugs.
Okay. Keep an eye on Pittman. And then we got another London game or somewhere in England. I don't think it's in London. So a 9:30 Eastern kickoff on Sunday. I always like those because I can wake up in the morning, give my daughter her breakfast, you know, get her calmed down, and then put on football at 9:30 and just watch that shit until about midnight. We got Giants and Packers. Now, neutral site game, so I don't think the home field advantage matters very much. But come on, man. It's Aaron Rodgers or it's Daniel Jones.
Hey, Rod.
Give me the Packers, yeah. So we got the Packers. Hey, Saquon leading the league in rushing, man. Good for him. You know, he's back. But I don't think that you put me in a game and say the starting quarterback's Aaron Rodgers or the starting quarterback's Daniel Jones. I'm going with Rodgers 10 times out of 10. And we got another AFC clash in Buffalo, Steelers-Bills.
I'm going Bills.
Yeah, that's another situation where I think they blow them out. I don't think this one's even close. I think Buffalo kind of gets the train back rolling against, you know, a defense with no TJ Watt. Cam Hayward left the game last week, I believe. Kenny Pickett is still, learning the game. Jordan Poyer's out there getting picks. So, yeah, give me the Bills on that one. And then we got Chargers-Browns in Cleveland, the West Coast. Los Angeles Chargers coming to Cleveland. They got a little bit of a banged-up defense. My upset of the week, Browns beat the Chargers. I don't want it to happen. I need them to lose for the Bengals and the division and all that. I think the Browns upset the Chargers.
I'm going Chargers.
So, I don't know. I just have a feeling about Nick Chubb or something going crazy and taking them down. And then we got NFC North matchup, Bears and Vikings. That is in Minnesota. I'm going with the Vikings.
Me too. I'm going with Vikes.
We're just going to pick all the same. How are you going to pick these games up on me, man, if you're just going to keep picking all my picks just because I'm in the league?
Nah, I'm just going with a spade is a spade. I mean, Fields is not getting it done in Chicago. He's not.
I'm going on this next game. We got Lions-Patriots. It's in Foxborough. I believe Mac Jones was back at practice today, limited. I'm going with the Lions. Give me Detroit.
Man, you took my pick.
You staying with it? You're going to try to pick a game up on
me? We're on Lions. I know a game I can pick up on.
Okay, okay. Next, we got Seahawks and Saints. That is in New Orleans. I'm going to let you pick first on this one.
I'm going Seahawks. No Jameis.
Seahawks. You said no Jameis again?
I don't think it's no Jameis.
Man, fuck it. Andy Dalton's getting the win. Give me the Saints.
You just wanted it because it's Andy Dalton. It's okay. I understand.
Hey, man, I was ready for Andy to go, but I will always like Andy as a person. I'm glad he's not my quarterback no more, but he's a good dude. And then we got – You said what?
You got sympathy for
him. Yeah, I got a little soft spot for Andy Dalton. Then we got Dolphins Jets. You've been saying Jets, 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 Jets all year. Are you gonna pick him to beat Miami? No Tua. He is out. It's gonna be Teddy Two Gloves.
Yeah, I'm going Jets. Jets, Jets.
I'm not gonna lie, I've been planning on picking the Jets too. I write for Cincy Jungle and SB Nation. We turn in picks every Wednesday for the week ahead, and I already picked the Jets. I got the Jets. Zach Wilson's back. He's fucking balling. He's taking down Pittsburgh. He's gonna ride the wave. He's gonna keep banging his mom's friends, and he's gonna beat the mighty, mighty Dolphins, who are starting to fall thanks to the Bengals. And then Falcons-Buccaneers. Falcons coming off a big win against Cleveland last week that I didn't expect. I don't know. I actually, you picked Atlanta last week. You did expect it. On this one, Brady's fuck you bitch tour. Excuse my language, but it might be it. To his ex-wife is going to start. He's going to do bad things to the Falcons. I'm going with the Bucs.
Good luck, Charlie.
Good luck. You gonna make a pick, or are you just gonna wish me good luck?
I told you. I went the opposite of you.
Oh, you said Falcons. I heard you said good luck, Charlie. I didn't know what the hell that meant.
Yeah, Falcons. We're going Falcons, buddy.
I'm going with my You're riding Arthur the Mariota hype train.
Yeah, I'm going with Arthur Smith, baby. I'm going with the hype, Arthur Smith.
Okay. Next game, Titans and the Washington Commanders.
Titans.
That is in Washington.
Don't matter. Titans.
I've picked Washington like 2-3 times this year, and it never pays off. I gotta go with the Titans too. I keep trying to say that, you know, Carson Wentz is gonna have some get back game, and he never does.
They can't stop the run. They let Dallas run through them. So I let you know.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm going to go on this next game, Texans-Jaguars. Texans-Jaguars. I feel like the Texans can't really get a win, but they stick around in every game. They stay there. The Jaguars are coming off of an emotional loss to Philly, a close game where they had to claw back. They're going to host the Texans. I'm taking the Texans in this one. Old Davis Mills is going to get himself a dub.
Hey, appreciate the W for that week. Thank you.
You're going Jags. Okay. I will say I'm impressed with the Jags and what Doug Peterson's got going on down there. but it was an emotional game. This one, we're both going to pick the same. This is, I think, an easy, easy pick. 49ers at Panthers. I'm going Niners.
Gang, gang.
Bang, bang, Niner gang. Sure. And then we go, we got Cowboys and Rams. This is an interesting game, right? Because the Rams, they got a Super Bowl hangover. Their offensive line, they keep starting different versions of it, and it's not doing good. They got Micah Parsons on the other side. It's going to get real hot in the kitchen down there in Dallas because I think Cooper Kush is going to get a win over the defending Super Bowl champion Rams. I'm going Cowboys.
I'm going Rams.
You think they got a get-right game?
Yeah.
All right.
They're going to L.A.
They are going to LA. It is at SoFi. And then Eagles, Cardinals. I think we both probably going the same way on here. I'm going with the Eagles.
Yep.
They're going to stay undefeated. And Cliff might get a little bit warmer. Kyler might start yelling at him, say, fuck you. I want to play Call of Duty. Something.
Something.
And here we go. Sunday night football on NBC. Excuse me. Sunday night. They got a halftime show. They got a halftime show scheduled. I think it's fucking Nelly for some reason. They got all this theatric shit going on in Baltimore, and the Cincinnati Bengals are going to come in and give them a fucking L. Oh, don't whisper it. Say it with your chest. Because
Ravens, you're wrong. I'm gonna be Ravens, Ravens, Ravens. I'm fucking with you, bro.
You fucking with me or are you picking the Ravens?
I'm picking the Ravens.
All right. This is where my lead's going to stay because Joey Burrow, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. We don't talk about Tyler Boyd enough. We don't talk about Tyler Boyd enough, especially against the Ravens. We got something cooking, I'm telling you. Offense is going to get right. And then we're going to end the week with Monday Night Football. The Las Vegas Raiders are going to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Monday Night Football. I'm going Chiefs.
I don't even know why you answered that. I see anything else on that.
Yeah, I think every week going forward, we should just write down Bengals for me and write down Chiefs for you because we're never going to pick against our squad, and that's just kind of the way it goes.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I'll always pick with my heart when the Bengals are on the matchup. I just have to. So let's talk real quick before we get up out of here for the night. You, former defensive tackle in the trenches, played the game for a decade. Watching this year, who was the best defense in the NFL right now? There's a lot of good options, but who has the best defense in the league after the first month of the season? The quarter season award for best defense from NFL vet Sean Smith goes to?
Eagles.
Went Eagles over Dallas, huh?
Yep.
I gotta give it to the Cowboys, man. Dan Quinn is cooking. Micah Parsons, monster. I got it, and that's the only reason that they're winning these games. So that's gonna give me the edge to Dallas. I think Dan Quinn is gonna be a head coach again here very soon.
Yeah, I think so too.
So I'm riding with the Cowboys on that.
Gotcha.
Coach of the year. Might end up being fucking Mike McCarthy.
Mm.
I mean, if they keep this thing going.
Keep that in the bank. Keep that in the bank. Yeah, keep that in the bank.
But if I had to give you a coach of the year after the first month of the season, it's Nick Sirianni in Philly. He's done a great job with the Eagles. Great job with Jalen Hurts. He's got dog mentality that he's always preaching. So if I had to pick right now, it would be Nick Sirianni. But I got my eye on old Mike McCarthy because he might fuck around and keep Sean Payton out of a job.
Yeah, no, you're right. Sean Payton go somewhere.
He's not going to Miami now.
Nah, I ain't gonna say Miami. He could go to Seattle,
Carolina. He'll have a job. He'll have a job somewhere. So that's where I would put, though, for my early coach of the year would be Sirianni, but old Big Mike's on my watch list.
Gotcha. So, as you see, ladies and gentlemen, Drew's been winning in the picks. We got the picks in for this week. Hopefully I get the bounce back, cut the lead to three, be down by three. And we should have a good show next week. I think we're going to have a special guest. Got to confirm it, but used to be a former Bengal. Also was a quarterback.
Uh-oh.
I believe he went to play quarterback at Oregon. It was first round pick for the Bengals. Quarterback.
Oh, man. I already know what you're talking about. I got a great story for that. If that ends up getting confirmed and we end up having that gentleman on the show, I got a great story for him.
Perfect. So,
I'm talking about first. Oh, I can't say. I gotta keep that in my pocket for next week.
Gotcha, man. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, man. Another episode of 3-Point Stance with Sean Smith and my great co-host Drew Garrison, man. Number one Bengals fan. As you see it.
Hey, real quick, we're gonna ask for the favor. Download the episode, subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast, leave a review for us, let us know how we're doing. That helps us in the podcast world to, you know, get higher in the algorithm. So if you tune in, you like our content, take a few minutes, give us a little bit of love on your favorite podcast platform.
Oh, yeah, and share it on all social media platforms. We greatly appreciate it. Trust me. And shout out to Believe.
Yeah, shout out to Believe for hosting our show. So yeah, man, we're rolling. Football season is here. The podcast is here. Get to hop in here, chop it up, talk ball for an hour or so every week. Been having a lot of fun with it. You know, looking forward to the guests. You know, love having your brother on there. Hey, man, we need to get Elliot on here. He's been texting me.
Yeah, I know. He's been talking shit. You know.
He's been texting me outside of the group chat saying, like, come on, man, put me on. We don't even need Sean. I was like, hold on now. It's 3-Point Stance with Sean Smith. Relax a little bit.
Oh, man. That might be the alcohol talking. You know what I mean?
And let's find out real quick. Don't say nothing to him. Shout out to Elliot. If you hear this, hit us up and tell us you heard it. We're going to find out if he really listens like he says he does.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
3-Point Stance. We will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. It's going down.